Measures for Dealing with Disasters, Part 3, What to Do When an Earthquake Hits. On today's third part of Come On iPal's Measures for Dealing with Disasters series, I'll be talking about what you should do when an earthquake hits. You never know when an earthquake will hit. It could be when you're sleeping, when you're cooking, when you're in your car, when you're shopping at the supermarket, when you're riding an elevator, when you're at the beach. What should you do when it comes? When an earthquake hits, you should first check on your own and your family's safety. If you are close to a cliff or the beach, you should leave that area as soon as possible because there is a great danger of landslides and tsunamis. If you are inside, you should protect your head and get under a table or something similar, or else you should move to a safe place where there is no worry of being struck by falling objects or furniture. If you are using a gas range or a stove when the earthquake hits, turn off the appliance after the quake has stopped in order to avoid fires. If you try to extinguish a fire in the middle of a violent quake, you could become severely burned. Also, you should turn off the valve for your gas lines. It is also necessary to close your electrical breakers, even if your area happens to be experiencing a power failure. If you are in your car, hold onto the wheel tightly so as not to lose control of the vehicle. Being careful of the cars behind you, you should reduce your speed, move to the left-hand side of the road, and stop your vehicle. Check your surroundings to make certain that you are safe, and tune into the radio to get information updates. It is also very important to use caution when proceeding from your car or house to a safe location. Fissures may have opened in the ground surface, and fragments of glass may be scattered about. Also, there may be aftershock tremors continuing for some time after the initial earthquake. Along with these aftershocks exist such dangers as roof tiles and signboards falling to the ground, cinder block walls collapsing, etc. Stay away from narrow roads and areas underneath walls, and choose a safe evacuation route. Be sure to wear clothes that are easy to move in for a smooth evacuation. After large earthquakes, it is quite frequent to hear incorrect information going around. It's important to get correct information from TV and radio broadcasts and not to give heed to incorrect rumors. Also, since Japanese and foreign residents are all neighbors here together, it is important to watch out for one another in times of major disasters such as earthquakes. If someone in your area is in trouble, it is important for everyone to work together and help out. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will come the week after next on October 11th, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about the Kagawa International Festival. This is Chris, signing off.